You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. It's Friday, November 12th, and we have an 11-game slate in the NBA tonight. We're not going to discuss all 11 games, but I did 5 NBA handicaps today for our presenting website, sportsbookwire.com. So check out sportsbookwire.com if you wanted to read any of my daily NBA handicaps and betting breakdowns for all major sporting events before you make a bet. All of our odds on this podcast are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. Make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to play. See the website for details. Gambling problem? Please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. So we debuted this podcast Thursday, November 11th. I covered the full three game slate. I had a 3-1 record yesterday. I hit with Toronto's money line, I hit with Toronto's spread, and I went under Jordan Clarkson 2.5 made threes, which also cashed. My one loser yesterday was the Clippers laying the points. So let's hope we can keep the good momentum rolling and have our second straight winning day in the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. Again, I'm not going to cover all 11 games, but I will talk about the 5 that I wrote for our website this morning. The first one is the first primetime game airing on ESPN, which is the Bucks and the Celtics. The Bucks are favored on Tipico 1.5 points on the road as they visit the TD Garden to play the 5-6 Celtics. Bucks 6-6 themselves. The money lines are -130 for Milwaukee, +105 for the Celtics. The over-under is 212.5. I like Boston's money line here. I'll take the +105. Boston actually ranks higher in net efficiency than Milwaukee, according to a couple advanced basketball analytics sources that I use. They're neck and neck in net rating on NBA.com and Basketball Reference, but CleaningTheGlass.com and ShotQuality.com actually ranks Boston slightly ahead. It's not a huge difference, but CleaningTheGlass.com doesn't track or actually withholds garbage time stats from their stat tracking, and ShotQuality.com has a proprietary stat that they call adjusted shot quality differential. So Boston's ahead on both those advanced NBA hoops websites. Also, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are kind of an awkward fit. Jason Tatum is active. Jaylen Brown is out with a hamstring injury. So I think there's a little more structure in Boston's offense when they play through Tatum and not having to get both Tatum and Brown some touches. Also, we can fade the market here. Who's actually betting the Celtics? We got some reverse line movement, according to pregame.com, as at the time of this podcast being recorded, roughly 90% of the money is on the Bucks, but the line hasn't budged. In fact, if anything, it's inching towards Boston. The books are going to need Boston tonight. Well, need the Celtics as much as they need any NBA result. So let's get on the same side of the house, fade the public, and take the Celtics +1.5. The next game that we're going to talk about is the Portland Trailblazers visiting the Houston Rockets. Portland Trailblazers are 5-7, but they're laying 6.5 points. Rockets are -120 if you want to take the 6.5. The money lines are -260 for the Portland Trailblazers, +205 for the Houston Rockets. Over-unders, 22.5. I'm on the Houston Rockets here, +6.5. Portland just doesn't have a good enough defense to be favored more than 5 points on the road. The Trailblazers actually are 24th in points per 100 possessions allowed, according to cleaningtheglass.com. And that's actually a major reason why Portland is 0-6 against the spread in road games. Also, I like the front court matchup for the Houston Rockets tonight. Give me Christian Wood over Jusuf Nurkić. Christian Wood put up 31 points and 13 points in his one game versus Nurkić last season. And I think Christian Wood could be a contender for most improved player if he could stay healthy. He's a legit 7-foot big man who can stretch the floor or space the floor with his three-point shooting. He can dribble it a little bit, and I just think he has a lot more to his game than Nurkić. Also, majority of the market is betting the Rockets are betting the Blazers over the Rockets here, but the Rockets actually have matched expectations, even though they're only 1-10. Looks terrible, right, on paper. I mean, they aren't a very good team, but it's being accounted for in the pricing. The Rockets are 5-5-1 against the spread, whereas the Blazers just aren't cashing tickets for backers. They're only 4-8 against the spread. It's a big number. I may entertain a money line bet on Houston, a little sprinkle action, but as of right now, my official play is the Rockets +6.5. Next game here, let's look at the Atlanta Hawks visiting the Denver Nuggets. The Atlanta Hawks are 4-8. Denver Nuggets are 7-4. Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, just served a one-game suspension, but he should be back in the lineup tonight. Nuggets are favored 4.5 points, -107 to lay the 4.5 with Denver, +115, -115 to get the 4.5 with the Atlanta Hawks. The money lines are +145 for Atlanta, -180 for Denver. The total is 214.5, -110 each way. And that's the place where I'm looking to put my money in this game. I do lean to the Hawks side, because they've actually played a really difficult strength of schedule, and I'm not very sure on how this Nuggets team really stacks up with a D team like the Hawks without, you know, key players in the lineup like Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Obviously, the Nuggets do have the best player on the court, but I do like the under 214.5 for the Nuggets Hawks. This is a pros versus Joes game right now at the time of recording. According to pregame.com, actually, the pros or the cash is on the under. The bets placed are on the over. So when you get that market split between the cash column and the tickets column, presumably the cash money, the cash column represents sharp money, and the bets placed column represents square money. So it's not always like that, but it's a good rule of thumb when you're analyzing betting splits. Also, Atlanta's defense has gotten lit up thus far, but the Atlanta Hawks have played the third toughest strength of schedule to this point, and the Nuggets are only 24th in offensive efficiency. Again, their offense does look kind of clunky because it is totally Nikola Jokic focused or centered, which obviously should be the focal point. He's the reigning MVP. His advanced stats are even crazier through how many games? 11 games so far this season. But, you know, I think he's leading the NBA in VORP. He's at the top of the player leaderboards and offensive box plus minus, defensive box plus minus. He's damn near a nightly triple-double threat. So he's killing it, but I do think there is some value here on the under because of the pros versus Joes betting splits. Also, Denver's making up for its lack of offensive efficiency with the second-best defensive rating in the association. So they're playing some pretty good defense because they know they need to. You know, their offense really isn't in groove or in sync at this moment. But Atlanta and Trae Young have struggled as well offensively this year for a different reason. It isn't health-related. They're actually fully healthy for the most part. They could be without Bogdan Bogdanovic, which affects their floor spacing and their shooting. And DeAndre Hunter is also questionable to play tonight. So he's also, I think, a plus EV offensive player, but he actually does probably hurt their defense if he's not going to make it if he's not going to play tonight. But Atlanta and Trae Young have really struggled offensively because they're getting fewer visits to the charity stripe. The NBA is officiating unnatural offensive movements out of the game. One of the bigger benefactors of that last season in his career has been Trae Young. Pretty sure his free throw attempts per game are down significantly this year. They're down significantly across the league. Scoring is down across the league. And that's a big reason why I do like, the under 214.5. The over under for Denver Nuggets games is 2-9 to the over under. So a lot more unders cashing for the Denver Nuggets because, again, I think most fans, most of the market just sees Nikola Jokic and assumes that they're a high powered offense when in reality they're not very good on offense so far this year. Mostly because of the injuries, and their defense actually has been playing really well. So I'm going to go with the under on that one because of Detroit's improved defense and Atlanta's weakened offense, under 214.5 again. So the fourth game here I got on the list is the Chicago Bulls visiting the Golden State Warriors, two of the best from each conference. It's the second primetime game on ESPN. The Bulls are getting 5.5 points. To lay the 5.5, the Warriors, it's -110. The money line's +180 for the Bulls, -230 for the Warriors. The over-under is 221.5. I actually lean to the Bulls plus the points because as ridiculous as this sounds, Golden State kind of has to prove it. That doesn't even sound right when I say it now that I'm hearing it out loud. Obviously, they're, you know, this nucleus have won multiple titles, and they're awesome. A couple Hall of Famers, even though Klay Thompson isn't playing right now. But they haven't played anyone to this point, and they're just bludgeoning their opponents. They're top in the league in net rating, but they've played the easiest strength of schedule. Now, I'm really high on the Chicago Bulls. I wasn't to start the season, but they've played just awesome hoops. The pieces that they've assembled seem to be a fit. The play that I do like in this game, though, is I'm going to go over DeMar DeRozan 25.5 points scored, which is -110 at Tipico Sportsbook. DeMar is averaging 26 points per game in the year. In his last six games, he's averaging 29.3 points per game on 55% shooting. He scored more than 25 points in four of those games, scored 25 on the nose once. So we need him to clear 25.5 for that bet cash. But DeMar DeRozan's one outlier game in the last six was a 17-point game that he had in his past outing with a 35% shooting rate. So I think he's due for a bounce back. I'm actually happier to bet him after having his poor effort because I think he's going to come in locked and loaded to this primetime game. Also, DeRozan's style fits the way Golden State plays defense pretty well. He's in the 100th percentile of wings in mid-range shot volume, and Golden State's defense is 25th in field goal percentage versus mid-range jumpers. Also, Nikola Vucevic, Bulls all-star big, won't be in the lineup tonight. He's out due to the NBA's health and safety protocol, so I think DeMar DeRozan should get more volume and get more shots up. Go with over DeMar DeRozan, 25.5 points scored. The final game we're going to talk about tonight is the Minnesota Timberwolves visiting the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are favored 2.5. Money lines Minnesota +110. Lakers -135. Over-unders 223.5. I'm going with the Lakers money line at -135. This is on Tipico Sportsbook. This is Squareville, but AD dominates Karl Anthony Towns. Russell Westbrook dominates D'Angelo Russell, and the Lakers look like they're getting it together after some early season bumps in the road. I mean, I guess it's still early in the season, but AD's played the T-Wolves once since he's joined the Lakers back in 2019. He dropped a 50-burger on 69% shooting. In his 13 career games versus Karl Anthony Towns, he's averaging nearly 32 points per game on 57% shooting. Russell Westbrook in 11 career meetings versus D'Angelo Russell. His teams are 10-1. He's averaging 25 points, 10 rebounds, and nearly 11 assists per game. Again, I think we're getting some value because of the rough start for the LA season. But I do think Russell Westbrook is getting more comfortable, and they're actually top 10 in three-point shooting. So I could see them burying the Timberwolves, who got a pretty weak defense. That's it. That's the end of today's NBA Daily Bet Slippin' Podcast. Thanks for streaming today's Bet Slippin' Podcast. Please be sure to check out our presenting website, sportsbookwire.usla.com, and our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Good luck with all your wagers, and we'll talk next week.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
Join them on their journey as they grow from gambling writers to sports betting sharps.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally you get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.